All right, Romans chapter number 5. Starting in verse 1, it says, therefore, being justified by faith. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. As you know, the book of Romans is kind of like this from start to finish. As you start in chapter 1 and end in chapter 16, it's a thought leading to the next thought. And that's why you kind of start in chapter 5 with therefore being justified. In light of what we've just talked about, kind of is what he's saying. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this evening. Thank you that we can open up your word and find hope, find peace, find joy, find love. God, all based in you. God, thank you for that. Thank you for reconciling us to thee. Lord, thank you for justifying us and taking care of our sin penalty. God, I don't have to worry about that. Lord, so appreciate that, Lord. And God, I pray you bless the service here as we navigate through Romans chapter 5. Lord, touch our heart. Help us to walk in joy. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5 kind of has these thoughts as we go throughout. It reminds us that we can glory in some things, and at the end it maketh us not ashamed. Why? As we prove God in our life, as we test Him, man, the more you prove the Lord, the less you will be ashamed. You understand that? The greater the experience with God, well, the less ashamed we are. A few months ago, we had an opportunity to go to Africa. Got to see God work in our midst, all around us. Man, for the next few weeks or so, that's all maybe some of you talked about. Why? You weren't ashamed of what the Lord did. You would look for opportunities to bring up conversations. Hey, that doesn't stop. I like that verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God. Hey, your whole existence, your life, your daily life, everything about everything that's going on in your life as a Christian has been changed by one key fact. God loves you. And because of that love, He's changed the course of your eternity. Man, I'm so glad I'm not on the Gentile nation on the outside looking in. He grafted us in. He allows us to be His children as we continue on. The love of God helps man not be ashamed. As we continue, verse 6, look, here we see our salvation. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hey, you weren't something special. You brought nothing to the table. The Lord said, I just love you, and I'm just going to pay for you. That's what salvation is. Man, I'm thankful for that. Can we just get a hold of that for a second? We are not deserving of salvation. Can you just think about where it was that the Lord found you? For some of you, it was at the lowest point of your entire existence. You were allowed to reap some of the consequences of your own decisions. You maybe in your own life said, God, I don't need you. And then God said, all right, go ahead. You do. And then after a short period of time, you come crawling to God humbly and saying, I was terribly wrong. I am a miserable, stinking wretch. I am ungodly. I'm as far away from you as I could have possibly been. And God says, I love you. In your ugliest, darkest, worst moment, but God commendeth his love toward us. Hey, you think you had it all together? You think you were something wonderful? You think you were that bride all pretty and pure standing before the Lord? You were the complete opposite. A wreck. And God said, I'll pair up with that. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Verse 9. You know that in our worst place, I was talking to a young man this past week, talking to him about salvation. I said, are you clear on your salvation? He said, well, I'm still working at it. I said, no, hold on a second. The Bible says, not by works, lest any man should boast. It is you acknowledging that you're a sinner. It is you acknowledging that there's a penalty to sin and you can't pay that penalty. Well, you can't pay enough to get rid of that penalty, and you need the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse you from all your sin. It's not working. It's not a process. They responded with, then yes, I am all set. When we take away the element of salvation out of our hands and put it all in the Lord's, man, that thing's finished. Amen. It's a lot simpler if Christ just handles it. There's been mechanic jobs where you get into and it's like, this is a mess. I'm going to call in an expert. I'm calling in Mr. Seatman. I'm calling Dave. Comes over. And he says, all right, here, this is what you need to do. No. You get in there. You're the expert. I'm getting out of the way. Hey, if we just did that with our salvation, God, I'm just going to get out of the way and just let you do what you do. That's a lot easier, isn't it? Salvation for the unrighteous sinners. That's us. Verse 9. And look at this. Much more than. He didn't just save us. Look at this. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies. I was good. No. You were an enemy of God. We are reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Hey, let's just call it how it is. Without Christ, you're an enemy of God. With Christ, you're reconciled. What does that mean? Fixed, mended. If two people are at odds and they reconcile, you know what that is? They come together. How can I go from an enemy to reconciled? Jesus. Only Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ. It said it right there. Being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood. He doesn't even see me. Matt Humby and I were talking about this court case. Anybody see this thing? Where the guy drove the truck into the parade in Wisconsin. What was that? It must have been a couple years ago, or maybe a year ago. When was it last year? And this guy's guilty. He's a mess. Hey, we don't come to the Lord because we're not guilty. Oh, my case is too dark. That's exactly, we all need that. Praise the Lord for that. Reconciled, made right. Not because we were something sweet. Quite the opposite. All that to say, he's taken away our sin. He's given us a home in heaven. We are saved from the eternal wrath of our own choices.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Reconciled, I was an enemy. Now I'm a friend. We're reconciled, part of his family. We get to call him Abba Father, one of the most sincere terms, intimate terms that you'll read in your scriptures. Went from an enemy to a child. Man, praise the Lord for that. It doesn't stop there. I love verse 11. And not only so, and here's more. It's just like, here's some icing on the cake. We love cake. How many of you like cake? Anybody not like cake? Amaris. Do you like pie? Okay, very good. It's like Cool Whip on the pie. Do you like Cool Whip? Unbelievable. She doesn't like Cool Whip.
She likes
that no-bake cookies? Okay, back to verse 11. And not only so, you get the idea. It's all this amazingness. And God says, you know what? I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to go one step further. But we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. I shared this with our staff. Full atonement. Can it be? I love that song. Hallelujah, what a Savior. My debt was paid in full. But my salvation isn't even just only about eternity. I get to live it every single day. And because of that, the Bible says, hey, there's something I'm going to give you day after day after day. And God calls it joy. Not only do you have eternal life, not only are you justified, not only are you no longer an enemy, but you've been reconciled. I'm going to give you something that I'm going to interweave within every heartbeat that you beat. Joy. Oh, man. What a blessing that is. Daily joy. Say, I'm missing out on something because I don't got it. Well, it's available. It's available. There's been times in the past where we got a chance to go to the live theater, like plays. And I like to go see, we saw like To Kill a Mockingbird and, you know, cool things like that. And you order tickets ahead, and you go to Will Call to get your tickets, right? You've ordered them. It's just waiting for you. Hey, there's something waiting for you tomorrow morning. It's called joy. God says, I've given you eternity, settled all the problems in your life, but I have something for you each and every day, and it's called joy. Well, how do I get that? Well, I'm so glad you asked that. Four things, quickly, all that to get to that verse. Say, you got to shorten up your introductions. Those are way too long, especially for Wednesday nights. All right, John chapter 16. We'll go through these quickly, but I think it'll be a help to you. Hey, the message tonight is the joy of being reconciled. I've been saved. I've made right with the Lord Himself. If as a Christian we don't have joy about that, you're doing something wrong. If you're miserable because all of eternity, the wrath that you should have had is gone, and you are no longer an enemy, you're justified, and that doesn't stir some joy in your heart, you're broken. You're broken as a Christian. Look at this. Here's some four things. John chapter 16, verse 23. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it you. John 16:23. I'm sorry, did I not tell you the verse? John 16:23. Verse 24. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Say, Pastor, I'm really missing out on God's joy. I know I'm saved, but I don't feel the joy in my heart. For the Spirit is love, joy. I just don't have joy. I don't look forward to waking up the next day. I'm miserable all the time. Tell me about your answered prayers. What are you praying about? What are you seeing God do? Well, you know, hey, God starts answering some prayers. It's going to be a hard sell of being unashamed. That stuff's just going to start coming out. God, you are so real to me. You know the little things. You meet my needs in the little ways, the big ways. Hey, you want joy? Start praying. Daily. Talk to God. Pour out your heart. Bring your petitions before Him. Don't tell Him what you want. Ask Him what He has for you. God, how do I adjust my life to what you're doing? Don't come to Him and say, all right, here's my list. Chocolate chips, you know, like, well, we don't do that. God isn't a shopping list. But what are you seeing God do in your life? God starts answering prayers. That joy is about to bust out. I get phone calls every now and then, sometimes prayer requests. Sometimes I get answered prayers. Hey, Pastor, I just got to share this with you. God is so good. Can I share what he's been doing in my life? I just got to tell somebody. Why? What happened? God answered a prayer. How do you walk daily in joy? You pray. Because those prayers will be answered. And you'll see God work in your life. John chapter 15, just a couple, maybe a page or so back. Number 2, John 15. So we have eternity settled, but he gives us daily joy. Daily joy comes from answered prayers. John chapter 15, verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Verse 10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Man, there's nothing better than getting into your vehicle and seeing a full tank of gas. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen often. Imagine waking up and going throughout your day with full joy. Say, how is that possible? By obeying what he has commanded you to do. If ye keep my commandments, your joy might be full. Obeying the Lord. Say, this sounds like a kid's message. No, adults have a hard time obeying God. I'm going to do it my way. You know what then? You know what you're going to get? Miserable. You do what God says, how he says it, when he says it. Joy. Joy comes from obedience. Joy comes from answered prayer. Look at Proverbs chapter number 20, number 3. It goes hand in hand with what we were just saying. Proverbs chapter number 12. Proverbs 12 and verse 20. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil. But to the counselors of peace is joy. Counselors of peace. One of the hardest places that you will be in your life is out of God's will. There's no joy there. But one of the greatest place you'll be is when you fulfill God's purpose for you. The Bible says that the counselors of peace, there's joy. When you stop fighting your will against God's will and just say, God, I'm going to do what you want me to do. There's two things. There's peace. And when there's peace in your heart, There's a good buddy real close by, and his name is Joy. When you fulfill your purpose, and we're praying for our young people. That's tough not knowing what God wants you to do. There's some young people wholeheartedly seeking the Lord for wisdom and direction. That's a tough transition time in their life. That 20 to 27, that's hard. Why? Because I kind of got on a track and I'm going this way, but I don't know. Hey, when you fulfill your purpose that God has created you for, and you stop fighting your will against God's, God says there's peace there. And where there's peace, there will be joy. Amen. You live in a peaceful home? Or if it's fighting all the time, there's no joy. You live in a place of peace? Oh man, that's a lovely place to be. So it is in our walk with the Lord. Imagine waking up every single morning knowing that you're right where God wants you. Oh. What a relief. What joy. Imagine waking up every morning and knowing I'm not where I should be. What a fight. There's no joy there. God says, I have joy for you daily. Daily in this life. That comes from answered prayer. It comes from our obedience to God. It comes from fulfilling our purpose that God has designed us for. And lastly, Psalm 126. Psalm 126 and verse 5. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Sharing the love of Christ that so reconciled you with somebody else and helping them get closer to the Lord will produce joy in your life. Hey, you want joy in your life? Know this at the end of the day. You help someone get closer to Christ. That has eternal implications. So I'm just miserable in my life. I come to church, I try and read my Bible, and I just don't feel like God's talking to me. I'm not sure about all this stuff. Hey, how about we look at some of these things? Have you been talking to God? Have you been praying? Have you been obeying what He says? Have you fulfilled your purpose? Who was the last person you talked about your faith? Hey, you want your faith to be rekindled? Share it. Man, it gets you excited. There's been times when I'm sharing the gospel and the culture of me starts getting loud and excited. Why? Just because you get excited about being saved. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just excited. She'll doubtless come again with rejoicing. Yes, there's a burden. Yes, I understand and see the souls of men making decisions against the things of God. And I know they have an eternal consequence. And there is a burden with being a soul winner, but there's a great joy unmatched by anything else. That's Brother Van. Man's always smiling and laughing. Why? Because he spends his days telling other people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter number 5. Romans chapter number 5 and verse 11. And not only so, not only has he reconciled, justified, saved, fixed, loved, but he has something for you today. But we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. He's got something for you right here, right now, today. And that's joy. If you don't have the joy of God, take a look at your walk. The fruit of the Spirit. Are you fellowshipping with God? Is God fellowshipping with you? Is He talking to you? Man, it's exciting in your Bible reading when the Lord shows you something and speaks to you. Are you missing out on that? Let's all stand, we'll be dismissed. The joy of being reconciled. Hey, if nothing else, if all he did was save us, wouldn't that be good? That's enough. But he does so. And not only so. Let us remember that phrase. I'm not just saved. He has a joyful life for us here and today. Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you've done for us. God, thank you for commending your love toward us. God, in my worst moment, God, you saw something. You expressed love and care. Thank you. Thank you for justifying us. And God, thank you for each and every day walking with you, giving us within our heart joy. God, help us to obey and follow hard after you. Lord, bless these as we travel home now, and Lord, bless the remainder of our night. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.